4. Clans and Tribes. The first peace group was the family, then the clan, the tribe, and later on the nation, which eventually became the modern territorial state. The fact that the present-day peace groups have long since expanded beyond blood ties to embrace nations is most encouraging, despite the fact that Urantia nations are still spending vast sums on war preparations. The clans were blood-tie groups within the tribe, and they owed their existence to certain common interests, such as 1. Tracing origin back to a common ancestor. 2. Allegiance to a common religious totem. 3. Speaking the same dialect. 4. Sharing a common dwelling place. 5. Fearing the same enemies. 6. Having had a common military experience. The clan headmen were always subordinate to the tribal chief, the early tribal governments being a loose confederation of clans. The native Australians never developed a tribal form of government. The clan peace chiefs usually ruled through the mother line. The tribal war chiefs established the father line. The courts of the tribal chiefs and early kings consisted of the headmen of the clans, whom it was customary to invite into the king's presence several times a year. This enabled him to watch them and the better secure their cooperation. The clans served a valuable purpose in local self-government, but they greatly delayed the growth of large and strong nations.